On today's Tales of Agriculture, we're joined with Scott Ruziska, and thought we'd talk a little bit about things that maybe have changed throughout the ag industry. And, you know, Scott, I remember the days of my granddad throwing me on the back of a rake and pull the old iron down and dump the rake, and the old rake come back, hit you almost in the backside and things like that. And I tell you what, maybe nowadays you might get, I don't want to say you're going to get turned in for child abuse, but almost people would look at it a little differently nowadays.
Exactly. Yeah, thanks, Cody, for having me on. You bet. What an interesting place to be in agriculture. If you're meat, milk, and eggs producer, or if you're crops and alfalfa beans and all that. But you bet. Look back to now. You don't see all that many people doing mowers and stacking stacks or using a dump rake, and how far we've come. It's really very eye-opening. Very eye-opening.
You know, that's just the way the technologies went, and how crazy when you think the world of technology, there are still some folks that are old school and those that have upgraded to what technology has done for them.
Oh, a good number of years ago, just a little tidbit, side story. A good number of years ago, one of the older gentlemen and his wife that we rented land from, and they sold us cows back in the early 90s and, you know, helped us kind of get started with our herd. One time, and he was in his upper 70s, low 80s, and I asked him, I says, you know, what's some of the big things that when you grew up, you did it on horses, and you used horse teams and harnesses and mowed hay and stacked, and, you know, now you got computers, and you've seen the man on the moon, and you've seen all these different things. And I said, what's the one thing that sticks in your mind? And of all the things that this 80-year-old gentleman could have asked, bottled water. Bottled water was one thing that was so simple. You went to the hydrant and the garden hose or the windmill, and you got a drink and filled your water jug, and you didn't walk around with bottles of water, and now we do. And so you're right, Cody. We look at the industry we're in all different facets, and how we've integrated computers and performance beef into our feedlots, but also being able to run our irrigation systems with cell phones, and how these technologies have come to the business that I'm in of thinking about essential oils and probiotics when we still work with animals and still with crops that have very specific requirements, and what we do to meet them, stay efficient. And we're seeing a lot of changes in these industries of really looking out to where our consumers' perception is and thinking more about the end users. If we're doing probiotics or drugs or ionophores or implants in our beef cattle, to the GMOs, that there's all these different technologies, and how do we implement them and make them good for the end user, even ourselves, what we're buying at the store.
Well, and, you know, I know some things have been going on for a few years, like bull sales, but you're seeing more and more bull sales. And 40 years ago, didn't see much in bull sales. Now you see a lot of that, and a lot of that has to do with people wanting certain genetics in the cattle.
Oh, yes. And I'm glad you mentioned that, Cody, because one of my seed stock producers that I work with had their bull sale here a couple weeks ago, Monday. And doing the follow-up with them was so... and they're an older pair of brothers, but the ability to have DV auctions and all these other auction platforms brought their bull sale. I think he said they had like 8 different states, and they had more phone calls, and they had active bidders, and like the 3 leadoff bulls all went over the internet. And like you said, bringing these different genetic bases where you maybe would take 1 or 2 or 3 days to go 300, 400, 500 miles to a bull sale. We brought that right into our living room, right into our lap. And absolutely. And that's what's progressing us in these different industries, Cody. I 100% agree. What a great place. We can stay at home and calve cows or be feeding cows and watching a sale on our phones and purchase some livestock. That seems so far-fetched, but we're also in 2023, and I think there's a lot of us maybe thought we wouldn't make it this far, but you kind of got to ask yourself, what's next? What can we imagine next in the industries that we're in, a meat, milk, and eggs, or production agriculture? what's next? And that's the fun part of being in this business, in this industry, is being able to help provide some of these solutions and bring things to our producers' minds that are new or updated, but not reinventing the wheel.
Well, like they always say, you know, sometimes technology works, sometimes it doesn't. And there's a lot of folks that put their minds together. And as you mentioned, whatever it may be that they're coming up with this.
And we definitely want to include our radio stations and local sale barns in this Ag Week, Cody, too. You know, it's not all about the producers. It's about the working with the great KBRB and the different sale barns and the different newspapers and marketings that help to spread our products into many states and fulfilling these demands of people wanting our products that are all produced right here. So it is such a great opportunity, a great thing to be able to work in this industry and get to use these technologies, but also marketing our animals to get the best price we can. If it's grains, you can watch listen to the Brownfield Network on KBRB every day and have an idea, but be able to have them futures boards right on your phone, and maybe you market your fat cattle or market your corn and beans crop or get a news expert or an update on fertilizer price. And that's all part of what keeps us going out here in the Midwest. You bet.
Well, Scott, really appreciate you coming on, you know, talking technology. It's one of those things. I know we're talking about National Agricultural Week here. And I tell you what, a lot of things depend on agriculture, and it does include a technology.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And we have so many great things to be thankful for our area and our producers and the technologies, and always looking for that next solution. How do they say necessity is the mother of invention? Keep your eyes open, because that's what we're always looking for, the next opportunity, the next solution to bring the happiness to still be engaged in agriculture.